Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Got your Bible? Let's hold it up and let's say it together. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can you give God your best Sunday shout? Wow. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Just a reminder, don't forget, is our night of worship tonight. You know, we started once a month, a night of worship on Sunday night, and it's tonight, praise God, at 7 o'clock. And so if you're interested in that and having more time of worship together with your church family and community, come out tonight at 7 o'clock. It's actually going to be downstairs because where we normally have it in our North Campus, we can't have it there because of repairs that are going on, so it'll be in this building tonight. Sound good? All right, you ready? Brand new series on relationships, on fellowship, and friendship. We all need fellowship, right? We all need fellowship. We all need relationships. It's essential for you and I to live a strong life. We have to have strong friendships. I'm going to say it again. As you know, we lay a foundation for the whole month. You remember when you would take your kids on vacation when they were little? And you might be going to grandma's house, and you leave your house, you get a couple miles away, and from the back seat, you hear somebody say, "Are we there yet?" Well, I'm going to tell you the direction we're going, but I just want you to know we're not there yet, but we will arrive by the end of the month, okay? So, you know, we all need strong friendships in order to live a strong life. We know that relationships determine our results. We know that friends determine our future. We know that we'll never rise above our companions, those that we're walking through life with together. So I want to talk to you this month about relationships and about friendships and about how to choose the right friendships. How to choose the right friendships. You know, we were born, God created us for connection, didn't he? You know, remember he created Adam, and then he said, "Adam, it's not good for you to be alone." So he created Eve as a helpmate. Am I right, church? So it's not God's will that we live life alone. We weren't born, you know, to be all by ourselves and live in isolation. And, you know, that makes me think about this summer. We went on a vacation trip, our whole family. We went to San Francisco, California. And we took the tour over all of San Francisco, and included in the tour was to go to Alcatraz. Y'all know about Alcatraz, right? And it's more than a prison, you know, it was originally a fort during the Civil War. So it has a huge history, and I've been there three times, or a couple times, and each time I learned something new because I love history. I'm a history buff. That's one of my favorite subjects, is history. So we were going through the tour this time. And at the end of the tour, they take you to this one area of the prison there in Alcatraz, and they have pictures of the meanest and the baddest criminals, you know, of the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And they had pictures of Al Capone there, they had pictures of, you know, I don't remember all the names, the dirty, rotten, somebody, and Machine Gun Kelly, and, you know, all Crazy Face, Scarface, whatever. But they had these pictures of all these criminals that were the worst criminals of the day. And in that room, there was a cell block, but it wasn't like a normal cell block, Gene. It was, little small doors with a little small window. And they said, this is where we put the worst of the worst. What we did to punish them, when they wouldn't, obey the rules, the worst of the worst of the criminals, we would put them here. And this is what we call solitary confinement. What is that? Loneliness is punishment. Being alone is not a blessing, it's a curse. So God doesn't want us to live life, in solitary confinement all by ourselves. That's why we need a church family. We need community. Can I have a witness in the house or at home? We need family. We need a spiritual family. Did you know that your natural family is not eternal? Only your spiritual family is eternal. You realize that, right? So, we need a spiritual family. We need connections. We need relationships. And we need friendships. So that is so important. So what I'm going to do is I want to give you the definition of a real friend before we ever get into the word today. And the guys are so awesome. They put it up on the screen for us. So you can actually take a picture with your smartphone and you can keep this. Because I want you to know something that most people don't know. People looked at me last night like, where did you come up with this? Well, you think about it and you'll be able, once you think about it, because we're a thinking congregation, right? And once you think about it, you'll get it. And that's this. Relationships are not friendships. Relationships are not friendships. You see, what are you talking about, Pastor? A friendship is different than a relationship. Let me give you an illustration. You might go to a certain convenience store in your neighborhood and you know somebody there behind the counter, and you go there every day and get coffee or candy or Coke or gas, and you know them by name and you have a relationship with them, but you really couldn't call them a friend. You go to a grocery store and you might go to the same grocery store in your neighborhood and you've met a person, the same cashier, he or her every time, and you have a relationship with them. You can call them by first name, but you really don't have a friendship with them. So relationship and friendship is different. You and I are to have a relationship with the world, but not a friendship. Wow. You and I are to have relationships with sinners, but friendships with saints. Wow. Pastor, where are you coming out? Didn't Jesus say, you cannot be a friend of the world and be a friend of mine at the same time? Amazing, isn't it? There is a distinction between relationships. A lot of us, we have a lot of relationships, but most of us can count on both hands how many really true friends we have. And so there's a real distinction, a definition between relationship and friendship, and we're going to talk about it all month. And you and I are not to have friendships with sinners because they're not going in the same direction that you're going. You can have a relationship with them, but you cannot have a friendship with them and be a friend of God. Jesus said, if you're a friend of the world, you can't be a friend of mine. So all of us have been hurt in relationships. Just shake your head, We've all been hurt, haven't we? So the villain that I'm attacking this month, the problem that I'm solving this month, and I am a problem solver, and that's what I want to do for everyone in our congregation, is I want to solve relational problems. I want to help you with the conflict and resolve relationships and friendships. And I want to teach you all month, beginning today, how to choose the right friendships, the right ones. Because if you'll look back, and I'll look back, most of the people that hurt me, that I let get close to me and be a friend, were the wrong people that should have been a friend in my life. They should have been a relationship, but I shouldn't have allowed friendship because I chose the wrong people. And in turn, you and I have scars and mars and hurts. And we have disappointments, and we have a life of dysfunctionalism and all of the above because we trusted the wrong people. And we let them move from a relationship to a friendship, and we got hurt. And so here's what I think. Here is my thesis for the whole month. If I can help you and me choose our friends better, then we'll go through life with less hurt. Does that make sense? Because once you're hurt, isn't it true? It's hard to trust people and let them in again because you're afraid you're going to get hurt again. But God wants us to have real friends. And God wants us to have relationships and friendship and fellowship because we need one another. We were created for one another. There's a one another ministry in the Bible, right? Love one another, pray for one another, exhort one another, consider one another. Y'all know the one another's, right, church? So what I want to do today is I want to show you how to choose the right friends. Not so much relationships, because we're not to have friendship with the world. We're to have relationships with them. But we are to have friendships with one another in the body of Christ. And aren't you thankful that a real friend is a gift from God? A real friend is a gift, and we need to value that friendship. We've got to nurture that friendship and celebrate and appreciate real, true friendship because it's a gift from God. Are you with me so far, church? So let me give you, I love this. I came across this, and I love this, what a real friend looks like. And as I read through this, let's examine and evaluate each of our life. And let's see, do I have somebody like that in my life? And if you do, and I pray you do, they're a real friend. You ready? Here's the list. The guys will have it on the screen for us. Number one, a real friend loves you as you are. A real friend loves you as you are. Number two, a real friend sees who you are, and they see who you can become. That's a real friend, isn't it? They pull the potential out of us. Relationships and friendships either bring the best or the worst out of us. So a real friend, now you calculate, you examine at home, you evaluate your life as we're going through the list, and the guys are putting it on the screen, and you say, okay, do I have somebody like this in my life? If not, I want to help you find those friends this month. If you do, I want to encourage you to value and celebrate that friendship because it's a gift from God. So a real friend loves you as you are. A real friend sees who you are and who you can become. Number three, a real friend is one, listen up to this, this is so good. A real friend is one who understands your past. They understand your past. We all have a past. We all are a product of our past. A real friend understands your past, and you know what? We need understanding, don't we? We all have the need to be understood. That's why we have all these different parties and groups and all these different sects going on in our nation, because they're all saying, we want people to understand what we've gone through. We want people to understand who we are. We want people to understand why we're doing what we're doing. We all need to be understood. So a real friend will understand your past, but they believe in your future. And they accept you today as you are. Isn't that a real friend? A real friend is one who accepts or understands your past, believes in your future, and accepts you today as you are. Number four, a real friend is one who accepts your worst, but helps you become your best. Boy, that's a real friend. A real friend is one who accepts your worst, but helps you become your best. Number five. You still with me, family? This is a real friend. And remember, there's a difference between relationships and friendships. We are not to have friendships with the world, with a sinner, with an ain't. A saint is not to have a friendship with an ain't. Why? Because you're going in opposite directions. That's why an unbeliever and a believer getting married won't work. How can two walk together except they agree? You never marry a non-Christian if you're a Christian, because it'll never work. How can two walk together except they, you got to agree to stay together as you travel together through life. So a real friend is one who accepts your worst, but they help you become your best. Number five, a real friend is one who is there to catch you when you fall. And family, we will fall, right? I'm coming over here. Family, we will fall, right? I mean, we're human. We're not perfect. We haven't arrived. We don't have wings on our back. We will fall. But isn't it good to know that when you fall, you have someone in your life that will catch you? They're a catcher. Wow, that's a real friend. Because the Bible says that righteous people fall seven times, but they get up. We keep getting up. Amen? All right? Just because we lose, we are not losers. As long as we don't quit, there's hope. Amen. So a real friend, number six, stays with you when everyone else has left you. It's on the screen. A real friend. See, I want to help you today be better at choosing the right friends. Because if we choose the wrong people to be our friend, and we move them from a relationship to a friendship, and then we get hurt, and then we get bitter, and we get offended, we get mad, we get stabbed in the back, and we say, how could they do it? Well, I think we need to work on becoming better at the skill, and that's what I'm giving you all today, a skill set on how to be better at picking out your friends. Friendship is different than relationship. I'm gonna love the world. I'm gonna pray for the world. I'm gonna be an example to the world. I'm gonna be salt. I'm gonna be light. I'm gonna be kind. I'm gonna serve and go out of my way. But I'm not gonna be a friend to the world. I'm not gonna do what they do because they're going in an opposite direction than what I'm called to go. So I need Christian brethren and sisterin who are going in the same direction as me to choose out of those friends to become my friend. Are you with me so far, church? Okay, so where are we at? Number seven. Real friends, you can share your victories with them and they not get jealous. You know, I found myself, you know, a lot of times down through the years, I find myself down through the years a lot of times, I'm a classic car guy. You know that I'm a car guy. And right now I'm working on a 70 Chevelle LS6 convertible, red, black stripes. Ooh, it's bad to the bone. I'm telling you, it's bad to the bone. And a lot of times down through the years, I get a classic car, work on it, and I drive it somewhere where some brethren were. And you know what? I could see jealousy coming out. I could see they point out all the defects. What'd you do, rob the church treasury to get the car, brother? That's a real friend. Sarcasm will never build friendship. Sarcasm will never build friendship. Oh, yeah, but you know what? Look at the scratch on the back of that fender, Reverend. I mean, look, that's a real friend, isn't it? Pointing out faults. They'd be jealous. They'd be envious. So guess what? I guess I stopped driving my classic cars around people. A real friend. A real friend. I remember years ago. This is years ago. This is a good friend and a very successful person. I'm just going to stop there. Known all over America, a Hall of Famer. And he wanted to see our church, and he wanted to walk through our building. This is years ago when the church was first built. So I was taking him through the building, and I said something to him about something. And actually, I was kind of making excuses for God's blessing. And he looked at me and he said, Pastor, you don't have to make excuses for God blessing you. He said, God's blessed me with this and that and this and that and this and that. And he said, I don't make excuses for God's blessing on my life. Well, that convicted me really good. Wow. A real friend, you don't have to tone down the blessings of the Lord on your life. They'll rejoice with you. They'll celebrate with you. Amen. They'll help you wash it, wax it. Pay the insurance for it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So number eight, we ready for number eight? Yeah. A real friend is going in the same direction as you are, fulfilling God's purpose for your life. That's a real friend. Now, you can have relationships that are going in the opposite direction, but you can't have a real friendship that's going in the opposite direction. Real friends have got to be going in the same direction as you, pursuing God's purpose for their life. Again, I give you the scripture. Jesus said, you can't be a friend of the world and a friend of mine at the same time. So I'm going to have relationships with sinners and the ungodly, but I'm not going to hang with them. I'm not going to go where they go. I'm not going to do what they do, because you'll never reach them that way. You'll never change them that way. But what we're going to do is we're going to develop and hang with those of like precious faith and build relationships that move into friendships of those of like precious faith. I mean, born again, Christians. You have friendship with the family of God and you have relationships with the ungodly in the world. Am I communicating? Okay, now, we ready for some scriptures? Man, I hope so, preacher. You haven't got any scriptures yet. Now, y'all praying for me, because I want my marriage when I keep on working, praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Kim said, she had to live with the same preacher. How would you like? If she was saying that, I thought, oh my goodness, she's had to, hasn't she? Ooh, wow. Glory to God. That takes the grace of God. James chapter 3. Let's go there. James chapter 3, and let's look at the Word of God. It says, real wisdom. Now, the word wisdom, there's lots of definitions for the word wisdom in the Bible. We'll look at it all month. But did you know that another word for wisdom, godly wisdom, is skill? Skill. I'm giving you God's wisdom. I'm giving you a skill set on how to choose better friends and live with less hurt and heartache throughout your life. So he said that real wisdom is godly wisdom. It begins with a holy life. It's characterized, a godly, holy life is characterized by getting along with other people in the nursery department, the children's department, the youth department, the usher team, the parking lot ministry. Come on, somebody. The worship team. Real Christianity, real Christ-likeness, real godly wisdom is characterized by getting along with other people, not causing a hissy fit, strife, not causing problems, not being, that person who is like brother, sister, sandpaper. You know what I'm talking about? This is powerful. You see, look at this. He said, real skill set, real godly wisdom, it begins with a holy life. It's characterized by getting along with other people. It's gentle. It's reasonable. It's overflowing with mercy. It's not unreasonable. It's full of blessing and not hot one day and cold the next. Well, you know what that means? Unreliable. 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 Inconsistent. Disloyal. Next verse, verse 18. You can develop a healthy, robust community, and that's what our church is, right? It's a spiritual community, family. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoys the results. So living right with God, there's some benefits and results to that. Here's what I know. If I'm living right with God, then I'm going to take less baggage into my relationship with you. If I'm living right, if me and God are right, then you and me will be righter. But if me and God are out of sorts, then I'm going to bring my trouble, my hurt, my pain, my sin, my habits, my addictions into our relationship, and I'm going to be codependent on you and put pressure on you to be the God that I need in my life. Am I helping anybody so far? So really, healthy relationships and healthy fellowship and healthy friendship starts with you and me living right with God. and giving God our hurt and giving God our worry and giving God our pain and giving God our hang-ups and giving God our habits and giving God our addictions. So I don't bring all that hurt from the last marriage, the last church, the last job, the last relationship, unresolved conflict into a new relationship and expect it to be better? No way. So live right, live right. Doesn't the Bible say, love the Lord your God, and then love others as you love yourself? Wow. So healthy relationships and healthy friendships all start with me and God, and then me and you. Does that make sense? So he says here, I love the word. Don't you love the word? Lives right with God, enjoys the results only if you do the hard work. Everyone say the hard work. I tell you, you know, being married, Kim didn't remember how long we've been married. And I don't either, praise God. But it's been hard work. If you do the hard work, it takes hard work to get along. Come on, church, amen. I mean, it's not easy. It takes hard work. Isn't this what the Bible says? Oh, we're incompatible. No, you just don't want to stop working at it. Not you, but somebody in another church farm. Oh, we're incompatible. No, you just got tired of working at it. Right, Gene? He's got to, Gene will know us. No, wait, you just got to keep working at it. That went over like a lead balloon, Lord. So y'all laughed at me and Pastor Kim not knowing how long we've been married. Praise the Lord. I can work hard getting along with each other, treating one another with dignity. Oh, I love that. And honor and respect. Amen. Okay, can I show you real quick? I got to hustle, but can I show you real quick how to choose the right friends? Real simple. But we're going to work on it all month long. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Wow. Look at this. It says Proverbs, there you go, Proverbs 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be, but he or she that walks or a companion of shall be. Okay, let me extract now two words, wise and fools. Wow. So if I stop choosing fools, I sound like Fred Sanford, don't I? I love that show. I still record it. I got it on my DVR. Sanford and Son, I love that show. Boy, it's politically incorrect today, but I love that show. I record it and I watch it, and Pastor Kim goes, oh, not again. Got to get along. Praise the Lord. You got to put up with Fred. But everyone say wise and say fools. So what you and I need to do is just stop choosing fools to be friends and start choosing wise people to be our friends. Okay, I'm coming over here. Stop choosing fools to be friends and start choosing wise people to be our friends. And then guess what? Less hurt, less scars, less betrayal, less deception, less being used, less being misunderstood and hurt, and more healthy relationships, fellowship, and friendship. Are you with me, family? So everybody say wise or fools. Okay, what's the next step, Pastor? Well, here's the takeaway, is that every day, read a proverb. 31 proverbs, 31 days, normally. Read a proverb a day. Today is the 4th. This morning in my quiet time, I read Proverbs 4. So your takeaway homework, number one, as the team comes out, is read a proverb a day. Read a proverb a day and look for the words wise or foolish or fool. Look for the words wise or wisdom and the word fool or foolish and mark it when you read every day. And it will give you the characteristics of a wise person. That's who you want to choose to be your friend. Or a foolish person, that's who you want to choose to be distant from and pray for from afar. Are you with me? So number one, you want to read a proverb a day, 31 Proverbs. Proverbs, the theme is wisdom. And what is wisdom? Skill set. Skills for life. Number two takeaway is you want to pray every day, God, would you send the friends that you have for me into my life? God, you have friends for me, and they're gifts from you. So God, would you send them into my life and then help me to discern them when they come? Give me discernment when they come. And then number three, the third thing is start doing something kind every week for a friend. A sign of appreciation, an act of kindness. Because you're going to have to work at it to keep it. You're going to have to build it. You're going to have to nurture it. And we'll give you the skill set for doing that. Last Sunday morning, you know, after the service, I'm out in the lobby and I'm shaking hands and I'm loving on you. And then I run up to my office. I go to the restroom. I get some water and I freshen up for the next service. And when I was up there last week, a friend of mine, a godly friend, a good friend, he doesn't even live in our state, but he doesn't come to our church, but he's a good friend for over 25 years. And he's never been hot or cold. He's never been for me one week and down the next. He's never been all behind me during one decade, and he left me the next decade. But he's been there all these years. And not just there, he's been supportive all these years. And every card this man has sent me, I've kept. I've kept it. And so I was just thinking between the services, I said, you know, his name came up to me, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to text him and just tell him what a good friend he is to me. That was last week. We're talking about suffering, right? And I just thought, but I want to just text him and tell him, thank you for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you for being a friend that was born for adversity. These are all scriptures and proverbs. Thank you for a friend. And I just text him and I told him, and he's on the other end of our nation. And then I came into the service and I got done after the service and I went up to change my clothes to go home. I looked on my phone and there he had texted me back after the service. And he said, this is just what he said. He said, Hall of Famer. That's what he said to me. He said, Hall of Famer, I watched the service online today. Amazing. It fed me. It blessed me. He said nice words. Now, what is that? That's a real friend. That's a real friend. So we're going to go into it. We don't have time today, but we're going to go into it this month. And we're going to go in the book of Proverbs. And we're going to go and we're going to find out, what does a wise person look like? And what does a foolish person look like? A foolish person cannot be my friend, because if I make them my friend, I'm going to get hurt. But a wise person can be my friend. And that kind of friendship will help you and I fulfill God's future for our life. Amen, church. I'm out of time. Did y'all get something today from the Word? Come on, let's give the Lord a big praise for the Word. Amen, amen, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.